This is a time to organize, to mobilize, and to stay engaged for the sake of freedom and justice and the future that we all know we can build together. Look, many of you know I started out as a prosecutor, and throughout my career, I saw people at some of the worst times in their lives, people who had suffered great harm and great pain, and yet found within themselves the strength and the courage and the resolve to take the stand, to take a stand, to fight for justice, to fight for themselves, to fight for others. So let their courage be our inspiration. Let their determination be our charge. And I'll close with this. There's an adage an historian once called a law of history, true of every society across the ages. The adage is, only when it is dark enough can you see the stars. I know many people feel like we are entering a dark time, but for the benefit of us all, I hope that is not the case. But here's the thing, America, if it is, let us fill the sky with the light of a brilliant, brilliant billion of stars. The light of optimism, of faith, of truth, and service. H.U. And may that work guide us, even in the face of setbacks, toward the extraordinary promise of the United States of America. I thank you all. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America. I thank you all.
That was Vice President Harris giving her concession speech. Brief remarks, but powerful. Ending with optimism, faith, truth, and service to fulfill the extraordinary promise of America. Vice President Kamala Harris giving her concession speech, wrapping up just moments ago, coming in at I think maybe around like 10 minutes or so. We're going to go to a break, I believe. We are going to a break. Folks, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you why I became a lawyer. I'm going to give you some resources. And I'm going to talk about where the fight goes next. Because when we fight, we may not win today, but we fight until we win because we must. We fight for all of us until we free us. Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
All right, Bob Lord is on. Do you want to bring him in?
Nope.
Nope, okay.
Thanks. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I want to talk about some of the issues, the implications of Donald Trump's reelection, and I'm going to get to those in a minute. I'm also going to be talking about what do we do now, where to focus your energies. But before we get to both of those things, I do want to share, again, some resources with all of you, especially my friends and loved ones in the LGBTQIA plus community. First of all, if anyone is feeling alone and considering any thoughts of self-harm, please call or text the 988 Lifeline. Again, thanks to Senator Tammy Baldwin for helping establish that as a nationwide mental health lifeline. You can also call it if you think a friend is in trouble and you need some resources and guidance to help you. Again, that's the 988 Lifeline. The Trevor Project also provides 24/7 crisis counseling. An on-demand mental wellness app can be downloaded at safeuse.org/hearme. That's safeuse.org/hearme. You can find an LGBTQ plus center by going to lgbtqcenters.org. PFLAG, you can find a chapter at pflag.org/find-a-chapter. And last and certainly not least, please check in on any and all young folks that are trans or queer in the queer community. And they can find an online chat space at qchatspace.org. Again, that's qchatspace.org. And I'm going to just say right now, one of the things that we can do every day is stand up to hatred, to shout it down, and to demand better. The motivations for the votes, in my opinion, were the fear and the fear and the feeling that my family isn't okay, I'm not okay, I am at risk. And it was amplified, it was twisted and metastasized into this grotesquery of racism and misogyny and homophobia and xenophobia. But the fear and the reasons for it are real and they have to be dealt with. And largely, it's driven by economic uncertainty because it is true that the middle class is getting screwed. And we're going to have lots of fights. And a fight begins today over the tax code, over wage policy. We got to do better. So go check out organizations like the Institute for Tax and Economic Policy, ITEP.org, nonpartisan, nonprofit. Educate yourself. Share the information with others. Let's get out of our own sort of bubbles, both conservatives and Democrats. Let's learn how to consume information better. And here's a point of hope to each and every one of you out there. 7 states yesterday enshrined access to abortion through the election. 7 states. This points to a place where there still can be incredible gains made, and that is in state and in local governments. Because, again, the national politics always dominates our conversation, but what it's actually about is your state and local government. That's the roads you drive on, the snow that gets picked up, the garbage that gets removed, the parks that your kids play in, the schools they attend, the books that they read. Check out what your local public library's got going on. See if your libraries are getting the funding they need. Get involved in organizations that speak to your values, whether you're a conservative, an independent, or progressive. That will matter. But again, standing up for truth and against hate is going to be a daily commitment, something that we each need to recommit ourselves to every day. I thought the vice president's speech was just incredible. Incredible. A few things that stood out to me, that when we see a stranger, we actually see a neighbor, that we need to work to lift people up so that each of us can live in dignity. When we fight, we win, but it might take a while. Just don't give up. You have power. You have power to stand up, to use your voice, and to get involved. So I think all those things, very, very critical. Again, when we come back, I'm going to go through my take on a couple of core issues and implications for Donald Trump's second term as president. And then we're going to check back in and go through what do we do next. Because we're going to do this together. The fight continues here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. We'll be back in just a moment.